Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, May 27th, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. A lot of news coming out of Computex. First up, AMD announced new processors using its Zen 2 chiplet-based microarchitecture, all built on a 7-nanometer process. The flagship is the Ryzen 9 3900X, offering 12 cores and 24 threads at a base clock of 3.8 GHz, with turbo speeds up to 4.6 GHz. The processors will all support PCIe 4.0 and use existing AM4 sockets for backwards compatibility with existing motherboards, although this will require a BIOS update, and features a TDP of 105 watts. The new processors will launch July 7th, and the 3900X will retail for $499. AMD also provided details of its first GPUs to use the new Navi architecture. The Radeon RX 5700 will also be built on a 7-nanometer process and feature GDDR6 memory. It will deliver 25% better performance per clock per core and 50% better power efficiency than existing Vega-based cards. The RX 5700 will be released sometime in July. Not to be outdone, NVIDIA announced Turing-based Quadro RTX professional cards are coming to laptops, led by the Quadro RTX 5000. This offers 3,072 CUDA cores, 384 Tensor cores for machine learning, and 48 ray tracing cores paired with 16 gigabytes of GDDR6 RAM. At launch, 17 laptops from Asus, Dell, HP, MSI, Razer, Gigabyte, and Acer will all carry the new cards with the branding RTX Studio. Aside from having the cards to get the branding, the laptops will also feature the NVIDIA Studio Stack, a software SDK and a set of APIs designed to speed up video editing, rendering, and vector animation. According to NVIDIA, RTX Studio laptops will start at $1,600. Chip designer ARM announced new CPU and GPU architectures at the show, the Cortex A77 CPU and Mali G77 GPU. ARM claims the Cortex A77 improves performance by 20% per clock over the outgoing A76, with 25% better machine learning performance. The Mali G77 GPU uses the Valhalla GPU design, with 40% better overall performance and 30% more power efficiency. It also runs a machine learning inference and neural net workloads 60% faster. Qualcomm and Lenovo, meanwhile, revealed Project Limitless, an ARM-based PC with built-in 5G. The device runs the Snapdragon 8cx compute platform, which offers an 8-core Qualcomm Cryo 495 CPU and Adreno 680 graphics. It uses the Snapdragon X55 5G modem with download speeds theoretically at least capable of 2.5 gigabits per second, as well as providing 4G connectivity. Pricing and release dates were not announced. Intel showed off the Core i9-9900KS, an 8-core 16-thread processor capable of running all cores at a turbo frequency of 5 GHz. Technically, the CPU has a stock frequency of 4 GHz, but will only run at that frequency if the motherboard uses default Intel BIOS, which, reporting from Inantec, says basically never happens with OEMs. Intel confirmed this isn't new silicon, rather a Core i9-9900K chip that's specifically been to run at higher frequencies all the time. Pricing, release, and power consumption figures were not announced. In non-Computex news, Microsoft released more details about its upcoming xCloud game streaming service. Microsoft claims it now has the technical capability to stream over 3,500 games without needing any code changes. Custom blades have now been installed across 13 Azure regions with an initial emphasis on North America, Asia, and Europe. Developers Capcom and Paradox are among those testing the service, with public trials expected later this year. Huawei has found itself out of several standards bodies following being placed on the U.S. Department of Commerce's entity list. The Wi-Fi Alliance announced that Huawei was temporarily restricted from the standards body, while the SD Association, which creates standards for SD cards, removed Huawei from its members list. Huawei announced it had voluntarily withdrawn itself from JEDEC, which creates standards for the semiconductor industry. These standards are all open, and Huawei can continue to develop for them, but the company will no longer have a say in new standards being developed. Poland has submitted a complaint to the European Court of Justice against copyright rules adopted in April. These are the rules that would require large companies to show good faith efforts to prevent the upload of copyright infringing works and payments for using news snippets. Poland argues that filtering requirement would lay the foundation for preventative censorship, which it says is forbidden by the Polish Constitution and EU treaties. Yandex, Russia's largest tech company, is launching a delivery service in Moscow and St. Petersburg called Yandex NV that lets customers tell a restaurant what they want cooked, even if it's not in the menu. NV, which the company calls a cloud restaurant, will prepare meal kits from a customer's chosen ingredients from hundreds of dishes, then send it to a nearby restaurant to cook. A Yandex courier will then deliver the finished dish. In 2017, Yandex merged with Uber's Russian arm. Yandex Eats works like Uber Eats, delivering cooked foods from restaurants, while Yandex Chef supplies meal kits for home cooking. iFixit published the results of its teardown of the new MacBook Pro keyboards. iFixit found the material that covers the key switches is nylon rather than the previous complex polymer. Also, the metal dome switch underneath each key shows evidence of either being made from a different alloy or possibly getting a different heat treatment, or perhaps both. And finally, the Financial Times reports that, according to sources, ByteDance is working on a smartphone. The report claims that the phone would come preloaded with ByteDance apps like TikTok, the news aggregator Jinri Taochao, and a rumored music streaming service. Earlier this year, ByteDance acquired patents and employees from the smartmaker Smartisan. The report did not have details as to the phone's design, specifications, or target market. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.